661, or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
All right, y'all. All right, all right, all right. Want you all to get ready. Want you to get ready, get ready, get ready. Get the pencils out. Get the paper out. Get your notepads out. Most importantly, get your Bibles out so that you can get ready to hear from what I affectionately call him, King Arthur. That's right. He's operating in the kingdom of God's principles. Amen. And so what we want to do is begin to empower you. As I said before, and I like what he says, amen, a message that is designed to destroy ignorance, because ignorance keeps us operating in a way that's non-effective. Amen. That's what ignorance does. Amen. If they got a sign out that says bridge out and you can't read, you're going to keep on going. But when you know how to read, then that ignorance has been destroyed. And that's what our brother does. He comes sharing that word of God with you, amen, so that you know what? You can be without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. And that's what it's all about, amen. And I just thank and praise God for him, amen. He's sharing a relevant word, sharing a right now word, and sharing with you how that you can be empowered in the things of God, amen. When you know what you can do, it's different. Kind of like a little baby when they first start learning they can walk. You know, they stepped a few times and then they fell down and they got back up and they stepped again. And then once they knew what they could do, there was a certain joy that came over their own little face. Man, this brother's showing you what you can do in the things of Christ and how you can come out and be just a glorious believer, a believer manifesting the things of God. And that's what it's all about. Amen. So I thank and praise God for him. He's going to be joining us in just a little while. Amen. But again, we want you to just sit attentively and listen in, because this word is life changing. It's life changing. I declare he's going to change your life, and it's going to empower you. And you know what? It's going to make you want to be able to be just what our Father said, because our Father loves us. And that's what I like about him. He shares the word and the love of our Father so that we can be all that we can be. Amen. Are you ready, my brother?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All right. So here he is, King Arthur. Hallelujah. In the flesh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Well, what an honor it is to be able to allow God to use us to serve the Lord. Not servants, but kings that serve. Serve the Lord. Well, like I always tell you, it's a tremendous honor and a tremendous privilege. Every time my brother say, hey, you on there, man, number eight, bitch. Eight. Yeah. When he say, you on there, well, it's like a whole new man. Well, not a whole new man. I say it always, say something, then I say what it really is. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Hallelujah. 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 Well, I don't take this lightly, man. I count it an honor and a privilege that God would use me. You know, God used men. As I read through the Bible, you know, I see all the people that God used. It wasn't the mighty ones. It was the ones that was down and out. It was the ones that was in it. I bet we might not even go with it. You know, I just allow the Lord to share that's going. I was trying to put a little music in the background, but I think my old CD is kind of bad. So, hey, we're just going to flow in the Holy Ghost anyway and just let the melody in your heart. Let's make a melody in your heart unto the Lord as you incline your ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, boy, to the church in this hour. Thank God for all the words that he shared, man, to the body of Christ, man, from generation to generation and our generation, and all the mighty men and mighty women of God that he speaks through. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, God talking. And boy, his word ain't going to return unto him, boy. That's why I say I count it an honor and a privilege. When he tell me, man, you know, you're on the air, that God would use me. I told you God used. Hallelujah. Well, God used nobody. All them people that you see in the Bible, you know, that character that God used, you know, they were seemingly, you know, really, you know, they wasn't all that. Even from Adam all the way down. I don't know. I don't know what you know. Adam messed up. But God still used him. Noah, he didn't have everything together. But God still used it in a mighty way. Abraham. Lord have mercy. Abraham didn't have it all together. Abraham did some things, you know, and everything else, you know, he wasn't a perfect man, you know, but boy, God used him anyway. Hey, listen. Moses wasn't really a mighty man, you know. Moses was a murderer and had fled and was. But boy, God used him in a mighty way. All them guys in the Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hezekiah, Hosea, Zebaniah. All them guys back there they didn't have it all together, but boy, God used them. Even down to our day and time, boy, we don't have it all together, especially me. Woe is me. When it comes down to that part of it. And then, I mean, I thank God, boy, but there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit. What's that, boy? And all those things I said, you know, I say God used them. And it wasn't, listen to this carefully, it wasn't what they was doing for God. I'm going to say that one more time. It wasn't what we can do for God, but we are doing for God. Even our best and everything else and all those are good things. But it wasn't about what they was doing, but it was neither one of them, and from Adam all the way down. It wasn't what they was doing, you know, it was what God was doing through them. Oh, Lord. Sometimes our message is what they was doing. And those are good things. Listen, I'm going to say something right here, you know, Your eyes have not seen, well, let me get it right. Our eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard, nor has it entered into our heart. All the things that God has in store for all of us, boy, who love him and who are called according to his purpose. I'm going to say that again. I want that to get past your intellect, man, and get down into your spirit, man. Our eyes have not seen. We ain't got, even that what we doing right now, man. And most everything that we doing right now is all the things that we are doing for him. And those are good things. All of us. All the things that we do. Boy, we're not careful. We get preoccupied with all those good things at the expense of forfeiting what's really going on. What's really going on? Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That is, it ain't me, boy. It's what God doing. Through me. Listen, I don't have it all together. But I do have something, boy, that I know, man, that surpasses, man, all of that, all of me, boy. Not what I can do for him, but what he has done and is doing for us and through us. What he doing first and then through us. We're not careful, we get preoccupied with what he's doing through us and forget about what he's doing, what his purpose is, what his plan is, what his desire is. The reason for the season. You know, sometimes one of the holidays that we say, I'm going to just throw this out here, you know, I don't know how well this is going to go over, but it's just a seed I throw out there. You know, there's a holiday that we say, hey, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know which holiday that is, you know, and that's what we say all through that holiday season. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season. He really not. He really not the reason for the season. You know what the reason for that season is? You. Me. God so loved the world. That's you and I and all those that dwell in it. His arrangement, his pattern of operation, what he doing, that world, that arrangement, not what we doing, not what mankind doing for him and through him, what he doing in and through mankind, that world. He had that world on earth at one time and he lost it. Boy, now he can't got it back himself and reestablished it on the earth, man. Now it's no longer what we do can do for him or what we are doing for him. Boy, when you discover that treasure that's hid in the field. What's that treasure, Arthur, boy? What he has done for us. Oh, Lord. I'm going to say that again. What he has done for us. That's why I say your eyes have not seen, nor have our ears heard. Oh, Lord. What he has done for us. We just got a glimpse of it. And that glimpse of it is glory. And that glimpse that we have, man, compared to all that there is just a drop in the bucket about the size of, man, our galaxy. Of how much there is to know about an infinite God. Lord. Who can... who can fathom his wisdom and grasp his love? Nobody. We just, like I always say on this broadcast, we just becoming who we already are. And boy, he has done great things. He spoke it first. And let me tell you something, boy, once it come out of his mouth, man, it's law. Not only to the universe, man, but to him. That's a law. What you mean? That's a law of God. This is the first thing that he spoke out of his mouth, that came out of his mouth. This is law now. This is out of his mouth. This ain't what Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jeremiah and all the prophets and what me, all the preachers are saying and what